It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of Brown County Senior High School, 61st District Girls Basketball on tap for you this evening. Todd Waits, Davey Moore, going to bring you all the action. One game already in the books tonight. A little bit closer than the final score. Fleming County knocked off Menifee County 54-47 here just a few moments ago. And definitely much closer than that final score with about, 54 seconds. Yeah. It was a four-point game, and Menifee missed two free throws.
Yeah, Menifee had their chances. Exciting game. One time Fleming had a double-digit lead, and you thought maybe Menifee was out of it, and they fought their way back in. They had a good, hard-fought comeback there. I thought maybe they might get a chance to tie it and put a lot of pressure on Fleming, but Fleming was able to pull it out 54-47. Really, really good ball game. So, great atmosphere here in this gym tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It gives you goosebumps.
I mean,
this is about as full as I have seen it for a girls' game in a long while, probably since the Brown County team made it to the state.
Probably so, yeah. I mean, it's parking lot's full. The inside of the gym's full. You've got two big student sections for Bath and Brown County. This is going to be a great ball game. According to Twitter, this is a pick 'em game. You go either way.
Well, basically the whole region or the whole district was a pick 'em.
Pretty much. I didn't think they'd give Menifee enough percentage of a chance. Menifee's a lot better than what they've shown. They've really come along this year and played some really good basketball.
I was listening to the radio broadcast on the way in of the Menifee and Fleming game, and Menifee kind of dug themselves a hole. It was like a 13-14-4 after the first quarter. Had gotten down pretty good, was down at the half. Through that third quarter, they teetered between 14 and 16 points, and it wasn't until really about the six-minute mark in that fourth quarter that Menifee was like, hey, let's play some defense and turn them over, and they started doing that. Fleming County had about four trips, but they didn't make it to half court as Menifee County was picking their pocket. But, you know, this matchup here, you talk about two teams that are absolutely no love for each one by the other, and you've got it in a hostile environment on Brown County's floor in front of their home crowd. But Bath County's traveled in here extremely well.
Talking about an even matchup, field goal percentage for Bath County, they're at 34% overall. Brown County's at 37. Bath County shoots threes at 26%. Round shoots at 27%. And then free throws, Bath is 65%, and Round is at 63%. So, I mean, it's pretty much an even game. You know, Bath averages 54 points a game. Round averages 52. So,
but the difference is Bath County doesn't give up as many as Round County. Round County averages about 51 to give up per night.
And Bath gives up 47. So, yeah. You know, it'll be a big determination from Bath's defense tonight to see how this outcome of this game is.
As Bath County warming up to our left, Round County to our right. Should be a good basketball game. Got the Bath County band to our right, the Brown County band to our left, so we won't be able to hear each other.
We're not going to hear anything, no, for sure. That's for sure. So, you know, big key tonight is Bath, of course, staying out of foul trouble, keeping Ashton Barrett on the floor. Her and Bailey French, two leading scorers at 21.8 and 13.1, so you know, expect big nights from them, and then who's going to be our third leading scorer tonight? You know, that's always been the question mark.
You know, we've had so many different people do that When I kind of really got to looking into the stats of Brown County, I thought maybe they shot the three a little bit better than they did. The Ford might be their leading scorer on average, but she's their third option on the three-point shot.
Yeah.
They've only got one girl that shot over 100 three-point shots, and it's not Ford, and it's not Wills, it's Walker. And,
yeah. I think she's going to be the deciding factor for Round tonight. Walker's, she's not – neither game – I think the first game she had a decent, but the last game she did not play very well against Bass, so – I think she holds the key to what's going on. I'll get these stats.
I think on the Bath County side of things, I believe it's going to come down to, who we're going to have as far as on the rebounding side of things. Coach Moore doing the paperwork, passing everything out here this evening. But, you got these two teams. You got Bath County. Who's going to be in there doing the rebounding? Reed. You got to really have her, but Ashton Barrett comes in averaging about 7 rebounds per game. She's the one that really gets the rebounds out of that guard spot, not afraid to get in there and mix it up. I honestly think that could be very huge tonight, because this is a Round County team that kind of like Bath County. Ford does a lot of the rebounding out of guards. Barrett does it on Bath County's side. The Bigs, they're going to get a few, but who's going to be ready to play? Bath County shut them out in the first quarter, but allowed them to get their confidence and come back in that game in Owingsville. And then the Lady Cats just really kind of took care of things when they got up here. So these two teams, they split during the regular season. We're just going to have to find out who comes out on top in about, an hour or so here.
Yeah.
In the 61st District Girls matchup. Once again, in case you're just tuning in, Fleming County moving on. Winner of this one will face the Lady Panthers for the 61st District Championship on Wednesday night. As Bath County student section to our right, getting a little loud as we're going to take this opportunity to go back to studio here. A word from a couple of sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Return courtside in a couple of minutes.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Getting closer and closer to tip-off in this 61st District Girls matchup. Bath County, Round County set to square off here in just a little bit. Coach Davey Moore, the Bath County Lady Cats, they come in here tonight. 2-seed within the district, taking on Round County, the 3-seed. Be a good opportunity. Let's talk about our Ira Kilburn opening arguments. What do the Bath County Lady Cats need to do that you feel to get the win here and move on to face Fleming County for the championship?
The first thing, they're going to have to take care of the basketball. They can't have turnovers, especially live ball turnovers where Round can go back and score. They need to take care of the basketball, most importantly. They need to stay out of foul trouble, which we talked about earlier. Have to stay out of foul trouble. I know we've talked about that all year long. Ashton Baird,
Bailey French, Fareed, they need to be on the floor as much as possible. So if they can do that, they'll pull up victory. And also rebounding, you know, both teams rebounded about the same clip. And, you know, whoever wins the battle on the boards also is going to be able to come away with a victory tonight.
I'm going to throw one more out there that I haven't used all season, the 50-50 battle.
Yeah.
Those 50-50
yep.
balls, Bath County has to get, have 90% plus of those.
Especially playing here on Rounds floor tonight, if they come up with those 50-50 balls, it gives them a lot of momentum and gets their crowd into it, and we don't want that.
That's your Howard Coogan Attorney Law out in Salt Lick. Opening arguments, taking care of the basketball, foul trouble, rebounding, and the 50-50. Stick around to tonight's postgame as we'll have your R.L. Cottle, Offensive Player of the Game, your Downtown Athletic Club, Defensive Player of the Game, Sports Mauling, Unsung Hero. And, of course, that final verdict brought to you by Ira Kilburn, Attorney Law, out in Salt Lake. These two teams faced off twice through the regular season, both getting a win on each other's home court. And that's something that a lot of times you don't hear a lot happening. You know, usually you get one at home, you lose on the road. But to get a road win in your opponent's environment, that's always kind of tough to do.
Especially against a big rival. It doesn't happen very often that you split them that way.
You know, Round County got an 8-point win over in Owingsville, and then Bath County returned the favor here on this very floor with a 7-point win. If you go back and look, Round County was pretty consistent. Their first matchup, they scored 43 points. They scored 44 in the second matchup. When you look at, you know, the players that actually scored and how much they scored, you know, Ford led the way. Wills was kind of second. And then it just kind of jostled around on what came, you know, after that for this Round County team. Bath County kind of likewise. Barrett got the majority. French kind of picked up in double digits. And then it was just kind of a mismatch of who got the others. Bath County really needs to find that third option in scoring or have a fourth and fifth. You know, is it a night that a Mallory Cox steps in there, starts hitting those mid-range shots and a few outside? You know, is it Josie Reed coming in, you know, on defense, not expected to shoot a whole lot, and starts canning a few shots? You know,
yes, sir.
Bath County has to step up. And one player that really, I think, is primed to have a good night is Fareed on the inside.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
As both of these teams going back to their respective benches, as getting some final instruction from their head coaches. You know, Matt Stokes, him and his crew, they've been here before.
Yes.
They know how to win basketball games. He's a good coach, and he's got some good players. Back on the other side of things, Coach Collier's a great coach, but he hasn't been able to get to that championship. He hasn't been able to cut down a net. You know, this is a year that he feels he can get it done. And what a way it would be with these two seniors and Barrett and Krause to be able to get them one here at Round County.
And the last time that the Lady Cats were able to make it to the region, they had to beat Round, the first round of the district, on Round's home floor 9 years ago. So a lot of similarities, big opportunity for these Lady Cats. Because once you win this game, anything can happen after that. So,
you know, it's a 0-0. Everybody's starting off.
Exactly.
With no wins and no losses at this point, it's going to come down to who is going to come away with the win tonight. You get a win, you've got at least one more game in you. Two more games in you. You lose, your season's done. It's over with. So, Bath County, Round County, as starters will be announced here in just a few moments. As we'll use this opportunity to go back here, our final break before the tip-off. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKTA.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We hear the roars in the background for the Bath County Lady Cats starting lineups being announced out there. As you've got French, along with Ashton Barrett, Daly Kraut, Jericho Norris, and Tyler Farid, starting five we've seen most of the last half of the season.
Yeah, they've kind of stuck with that starting five and have rolled with it. Looks like the Lady Vikings are going to have a little change. Beach is not starting. They're starting Joseph Furnish at forward, 5'7", eighth grader, in place of Beach. You've got Diamond Wheels at a guard, Laura Easton at a forward, Kelby Ford at a forward, and Brindley Walker at a guard tonight, starting for the Lady Vikings.
You know, you kind of wonder, you know, why did Coach Stokes make this change? Why has he got, you know, Furnish in front of Beach? You know, is there an injury that we don't know about? Is there disciplinary issues? There's so many things. But one thing that I do know, Furnish is going to give you 100%.
Yes, she is. She plays really hard. It's very interesting. You know, Beach is a senior and not starting the first round in the district.
Starting lineup has been announced.
Furnish seems to be pretty excited there.
You know, I saw something earlier today. They go up with a tip. It's two guys. The one's obviously got a size advantage, and he goes up to the tip. The other one didn't even jump. He just takes off running, catches it, and then takes it, lays it up the other end. I thought, how smart is that?
Yep.
Doesn't say you can't do that.
First time I'd ever seen that.
I'm glad we saw the same video.
You got to love social media.
Absolutely. As Fareed will be stepping in the tip. He's come across from her. Falls in the air. Tip is controlled. Around County, Wills has it coming along the baseline, and Farid there comes up with a steal. We'll go back the other direction. Barrett into front court to the left corner to French. French drives into the paint, goes up the shot, up flat to two, back and he leaves it 2-0, 7:43 left to go, opening quarter.
Now opened up in man-to-man.
Wills comes pushing down the right side, slings one at the basket, shot up no good. Furnish gets a rebound on the inside to Easton, over to Wills on the right wing. Wills not known for three-point shooting, only shot about 47 among the season.
Bath County in their half court, man-to-man.
Walker with it, dribbling up top. I thought these girls just went through a pretty tough practice, but I think it's temporary tattoos on their shoulders, or they all went through the same drill.
It's going to be a physical matchup tonight for sure.
Brown County gets it in. Walker has it over on the left wing. Norris guarding her. Walker gets a little separation, dumps it off to Wills. Wills, having trouble coming up with it, cleanly does. Turning, needing some help, finds Ford. Ford gets a little crease, takes into the paint, running shot up, no good. Rebound is off. Ford comes up with it. Krauss nearly had it, throws it up top. Walker didn't come up with it. French does, takes it, lays it up, no good. But Freeze there, cleans it up, lays it in. 4-0, Bath County on top of Round County. 6:42 left to go, opening quarter.
Bath County's come out with a lot of energy.
They find Walker at about three-quarter court. She will come across the left side of the timeline, right-handed dribble. Easton at the foul line, over to Furnish in the left corner, back out to Walker. It closed out on her. She comes driving in, dumps it over to Ford. Ford lost it for a second, able to gather it up. They call a play. Dumps it to Easton at the foul line, hands it off to Ford. Ford comes dribbling in. Barrett gets a steal. Up to Norris. Norris comes dribbling down, stops at the free throw line, turns back to Barrett, three on its wing. No good, missed everything. Out of bounds, it'll be Round County ball.
Good look there, just didn't go.
2-2-1. Actually, 1-2-1-1. Full court press, matching up out of it.
Press, the Lady Cats have been running all year long.
Easton has it. Throws it into front court. Free jumps in the baseline, knocks it out of bounds, trying to force it to Ford in front court.
Good hustle by Kyra there.
Bath County on top, 4-0. Just under the 6-minute mark left to go here in the first quarter. I'll scoot over a little bit now, Davey, if you want a little room, so you're not hanging off the edge.
Good.
I just realized that. So Ford gets it into Walker. Walker comes in, dumps it over to Furnish on that left side. Up top, throws it to Wills. Wills turns. Uses her dribble, takes it to the left side, working against French. Drives all the way down, throws one at the basket, no good. There, set for a rebound. She comes pushing back the other direction, takes it into the paint, picks up the dribble, but Wills is there, just takes it away from her. She comes up the left side into front court.
Body's all over the place.
Dumps it over to Ford. Her three, right side is up, in and out, no good. Rebound is off to Bath County's Norris. Gets it from the hands of French. French comes in the front court, has it straight away. Throws it over to Norris. Norris thought about three, but did not take it. Gives it back up top to French between the circles. Bethany will set their offense. French working against Ford. with the dribble now. Bounces to Barrett. Out high on the right wing. Wills has drawn the assignment on Barrett. They give it to Freed, who's popped up top. And the furnace is there, comes up the steal, takes it away on the pass attempt from Freed. He's come over to Furnish. Furnish has the ball knocked away, goes to the half court, gathers it up, gets it over to Eastman. She's got it out high on this right wing, looks now to Walker. Walker sees a little crease, comes driving into the paint, throws one at the basket, gets down, kind of the first 2 points of the game, 4-2.
Tough shot, but she got it to go. We can see what Furnish is in there for. She's in there for defense only.
It's Barrett. Will come into front court, crosses the timeline, gets it over to French, now to the left side of Crouch. Crouch gets, puts a couple of dribbles down, and Ford just jumps the passing lane. As Patrick likes to say, the easiest layup of the life, yeah. Tied the game up at fours.
Got to be able to take care of the basketball. You can't give up live turnovers like that.
Barrett walks across the timeline with it. Gets a switch, drives all the way in, throws one up, no good, but she was bumped. They're going to say Ford commits the foul.
I think she got away with one there. Good attack by Ashton there. Able to draw the contact.
So Barrett's free throw on its way. Breaks the tie. 5-4. Back in the lead. 4-11 left to go. Opening quarter. 61st District girls matchup, first round. Plenty County already punched the ticket to the championship game. 6-4 now as Barrett made a bowl. Walker throws a pass to Wills. Wills takes it all the way in, goes up, shot up, no good. Rebound spot four, first tracks it all the way down in the corner.
I feel like Farid got away with a foul there.
Walker now has it, dribbling up top.
We'll take it.
Working against Norris. Throws it over to Furnish. Furnish catch, gives it out to Ford out high on the left side. Barrett calculating it up. Ford gets it up, gets in the hands of Walker. Walker working against Norris, throws a pass down low to Easton. Freed, I thought, had all the ball, but they're going to say got her down low.
Got her that time. It's a good backdoor cut there by Wills. Kind of caught Kyra. Ball watching a little bit. Diamond short on her first free throw. She get one more.
Free throw up from Wills. That one's good. 6-5, 3:39, left go opening quarter. Bath County just going to walk it across the timeline. Brown County no pressure in the full court. Barrett to the left wing, picked up a dribble. Mason Hunt comes in, three drop step left side up, no good, off the bottom of the backboard. Easton with the rebound. She pushes back the other direction, gets it over to four.
Looks like she's shelving for three.
No good. Easton goes and gets a long rebound. She did. She changed pivot foots on her three. Coach Collier's basically talking about that exact thing.
He's in her ear, official's ear, isn't he?
Walker clear out. Gets around three, comes up, shot no good. Blocked by French.
It's not
Green's
really
rebound.
It's not really Walker's game.
French comes driving in. She's hit. And then Barrett couldn't stop, runs into Wills.
Couldn't put the brakes on in time.
So Barrett picks up her first.
First 5 minutes plus is exactly what we thought we'd see tonight. Just aggressive on both ends of the floor, especially on the defensive end.
Trapped in the corner, needing some help. Looks, finds Easton. Easton might have got away with a step there. Kind of caught, took down. Furnace shot on the baseline. Good Brown County, the first lead of the night at 7-6. 2:39 left to go.
I'm sure Stokes gets that tonight. It's a bonus for him. Wow.
Barrett just walks across left side of the timeline. Barrett gets a switch, got Furnish on her, goes to turn, now the foul on Furnish, her first, team second.
Put two hands on her once you do that. That's supposed to be an automatic foul. Pretty good officiating crew here tonight. Nathan Sutton, Davey Fields, and I believe it's Kenny Kegley, I believe is his name.
believe you are correct. Sprinch has it out on the right wing. Gives up to Krause, now to Barrett on the left wing. Barrett working against Will, spins, puts a shot up, no good, but she was fouled. The foul's going to be on Eastland, her first, team third.
Bad foul there by Rim. They bailed her out. Good move by Ashton to take it strong and to draw that foul.
Barrett with a chance to tie it up. Free throw on his way, good. Does, ties it at seven. Chance for Beth Kennedy to get the lead here with 2:07 left to go in the first. Barrett's free throw off the mark, no good. Skipped around. I'm going to say last touch for Bath County.
Good hustle by Kyra there. She didn't give up on the play.
Eastham will look to trigger. Looking. Gets it into Walker. They come over to double team her. Back to Eastham. Eastham back over to Walker. Walker is a half court and Wills. Wills gets it over to Ford. Ford shot up. Lays it up in the end.
Brown's getting opportunities with the home run ball against our press right now. I'm sure Coach Carter will make an adjustment. The next dead ball timeout or between the quarters.
Sprinch hands it off to Barrett. Barrett dribbling up top. Got a double team. Looks, finds Norris. Norris takes into the paint, puts a shot up. Off the glass too hard. Freed with the rebound. She turns to go up. Has it taken away by Ford. Ford with it. Comes dribbling out of there.
Ford just ripped it away like her older sister used to do.
Older Walker, three. Left side is up, no good. Furness with the rebound. She's taking steps in there. We're going to call it a jump ball, but she took three good steps.
She was doing a two-step in there, but that's the reason she's on the floor, defense and rebounding.
So French will go back to be the primary ball handler. Ashton Barrett came into tonight's game, needs 9 points to become the all-time leading scorer in Bath County history. French, long two up, no good, but she was fouled. Bell's going to be on Walker, her first, team four.
Walker committed to cardinal sin there. Don't foul a jump shooter. And also a good free throw shooter.
Bailey French steps up there, a couple of dribbles. Free throw on its way, a little bit long.
Let's ask him, has she scored three so far?
I think so.
Three free throws, so she's six away.
So French. Second free throw could make it a one-point game. It's up, in and out, no good. Eastham with the rebound.
Of course, I jinxed her there, didn't I?
And in the hand of Wills. Wills working against Barrett. Lost the handle. Eastham comes up with it. Over to Walker, out high on that left side. They throw it over to Ford on the right wing. Ford looking. Throws it inside to Wills.
Hit too hard.
Wills comes up a little slow. Barrett pushes it down, shot up, no good. Ford comes away with the rebound. Missed Wills, wide open down low. Wills gets it, shot up, no good.
And they tie a second. Coach Collier not happy with that call.
They'll put Wills at the line for two. Free throw up and good. Brown County leads it by three, 10-7. 37.8 left to go in the first.
For those who still like to follow Jim Bob Hicks' career, he beat Magoffin County tonight 50-17.
Beach comes in. Furness will check out. Big quarter there for the seventh grader.
She gave him some valuable minutes there.
Wills free throw up and good. 11-7, 4-point Round County lead.
Let's see if Coach Collier tries to wait for the last shot. Brown has changed up their defense.
French gives it over to Cox. Cox comes across the top, and then Wills bumps into Barrett and fouls her. So that should put Barrett at the line for two, because that's the 15th foul.
Just what Bath County wants is Ashton Barrett at the free throw line, watching that ball go through the basket to help maybe get her jump shooting started as well.
Barrett free throw up and good. And an opportunity with your team down to score with the clock stop.
Yes, sir.
coming out with the free throw. Easton claims the rebound. Finds Ford with 23 seconds left to go. As the Lady Vikings will walk it in the front court. Ford with the dribble has it at the jump circle.
Pass still in her half court man.
French has the count on her. To give it to Easton on the inside. Hands it to Ford. She shuffled into a free throw jumper up. No good. Easton with the rebound. French comes in, ties her up. She'll be back any ball.
No, round county.
Round county ball.
Bass got the last one. Will help Bass get the ball to start the second quarter.
So Barrett get, will come out.
So Barrett, I'm not sure about putting Fareed in, but she has two fouls. So hopefully she won't pick up her third in this last 4.5.
So lob it right at her. Goes up. She puts two in. Time will run out in this first quarter of basketball. It's Round County Lady Vikings 13. Bath County Lady Cats 8. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
One quarter in the books. Round County leads Bath County in the 61st District girls matchup, 13-8. Bath County ball as we start this second quarter. Just a foul check as Fareed is out right now with two personals for Bath County. Really the only one with any foul trouble. As they give it to Barrett, over to French, now to Norris on the left side to come and try it. French trying to split through a double team. Ford comes up with a steal, looks up and finds Wills. Wills takes it out, has a shot blocked. I thought Barrett went with a nice block up top. I didn't really see much contact, but I believe they're going to get Barrett for a second personal.
No, just a clean block.
Wills landed hard, though. Ford gets it into Walker. Walker has it over on this right wing.
Beach one to post Cox up.
They're looking. They find Easton at the foul line. She puts out a dribble over to Wills out on that left wing. She gives it up to Walker. Now to Ford. French comes to get the count on her. Ford puts down the dribble. Goes it to Easton with the elbow. Lobs it back to Ford. Back into Easton. Working gets Norris shot up on the baseline. Goes in good.
It's a tough matchup for Jerrica there. Christa down on the post. In that first quarter, Round shot 33% from field. Bath County was at 25%. And Bath had five turnovers to Round's four.
Hawks with the dribble. Gets it up to Barrett.
Round has gone 2-3 zone.
They give it out to Norris. Norris double trap. Bumping trap. Crouch comes up with it on the baseline. Looks. Throws it out. French comes up with it. Now to Barrett up top. Barrett will back it up. Gets a pick up top. Double team needing some help. Looks. Goes it over to Norris. Timeout called by Bath County's Coach Carter to talk about things here. Realizing his guard was in some trouble.
Brown messing it up on the defense there. They're trapping out on the sides and the corners, making it difficult to get the pass. If you can get in the middle, you can beat this zone. Some more first quarter stats. Ford led the Lady Vikings with 4 points, and Ashton Barrett led the Lady Cats with 4 points as well. Six rebounds from Bath. Lady Vikings had 13 rebounds in that first quarter. That kind of goes to what you were saying about 50-50 balls. They're going after the rebounds more than Bath. They had six offensive rebounds, where Bath only had two.
Let's see if Round stays in it. Now Round's going back to man.
Barrett has it out high on the left wing, still with the dribble. Bounces over to French. French curls inside, leaves it off for Norris. Norris comes into the paint, dumps it over to Crouch. Crouch goes driving along the baseline, and she's bumped by Beach. That's Beach's first. Team first of this quarter. So Norris will look to inbound. Gets it into Barrett out on that right wing. Barrett spins, kicks it back to Cox. Cox leaves it off for Barrett. Quick three up, left side short. Long kick and rebound comes off. Norris comes up with it, and she was pushed to the floor. We'll say
no call.
No contact, no foul. Round County ball.
Interesting. Freed's going to come back in, replaces Cox, and Furnish back in for Easton.
Wills inbounds in the backcourt, gets it to Ford, and Walker comes back and gets it from her. Walker with it, dribbling at the jump circle. They throw it over to Ford, quick three, left side is up. Off the mark, no good, rebound comes off. They're going to say last touch for Bathgate.
Ashton touched it last.
Brown County will look to inbound underneath their own basket. Ford. Goes again to Wills on the far side. Her three up. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes off. Beach comes up with it. Three gets a steal. She comes dribbling up the right side. Spins towards the basket. Throws one up. Still a touchy walk. That's a turnover to Round County.
The basketball pull back into their half court zone. 1-1, 2-1. Try to get a trap and a steal out of it.
Walker comes up the right side. Throws it over to Ford on the left. Ford dumps it into Beach. Turnaround shot in the paint up. No good. Rebound sits around. Freed comes up with it. Finds Norris. He gives it to Barrett. Barrett comes up the left side. Working against Ford. Spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound comes off. Freed's got it. Kicks it out to Norris. Norris turns. Throws it to Barrett up top. Barrett stops. Pop. Free throw jumper. Up. No good. Ford with the rebound.
Brown really making Ashton work for all his shots.
Ford turns. Crouch blocks her shot into the hands of Norris. Norris lead pass up to French. French catch layup. No good. Rebound comes off the Beach. Ford breaks away the other direction. Comes down, stops. Shot up. No good. Rebound skipped around. I was going to say there had to be a foul. So there's two Round County Lady Vikings. The crowd went flying out of there.
Beach, her second.
Beach. That's two.
Easton comes back in for Walker to give her a breather.
They'll leave Beach out there with the two personals.
Looks like Round's going back to their half-court zone.
Barrett in the front court. Bounce pass over to French. French with it between the circles. The Barrett on the left one. Directs traffic. Bounces it to Norris. Norris fakes a shot. And she's bumped by Ford. Ford whistled for it. And I believe that's her second.
That'll be her second.
Yeah, Round County's much like Bath County. They can ill afford to get in foul trouble.
They don't go very deep either. Walker coming back probably to replace Ford. Yep. That'll be interesting to see how this Lady Viking offense performs with Ford on the bench.
Barrett in the front court. Over to French. Now to Norris. Three. Left wing is up. It's off the mark. Long. Beach is there for the rebound. She finds Easton in about three-quarter court as she comes across the right side of the timeline to Wills. They come and trap her. Back to Easton. Best three-pointers shooting fully. Lady Vikings scans it.
Left her wide open.
10-point
lead. Timeout, Lady Cats. Full timeout.
4:08 left to go here in the half. Round County has opened up to a 10-point lead, 18-8. We'll go back studio for 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
The 61st District Girls matchup. Winner moves on to take on Fleming County. Brown County enjoying a 10-point lead with 4:08 left to go here before halftime. Bath County the 2-seed. Brown County the 3-seed.
Bath really needs a bucket on this trip right here.
Crouch trying to force it into three. Finds Norris. Norris turns. Finds Barrett. Barrett comes all the way down. Lays it up. No good. Rebound spot for Walker. Comes up with it for Brown County. Finds Eastland in the front court to Wills. Wills has it out on the right wing. And then tries a pass, and it's stolen away by Barrett.
You can't make those
Barrett.
One-handed passes with Barrett
driving
around.
Down.
She lost it.
She lost it on her way up. And I believe we're going to have a Round County foul.
They're going to say it's out a Round County. It's going to be Bath County's ball.
Bath County ball.
No foul.
Cox will come in. Barrett going to get a breather, kind of check her out, make sure she's all right.
Get her just try to settle down a little bit. She's pushing and pressing too much. You know, as a senior, that happens.
Norris turns it in high to French. She has it at the jump circle. Bree comes up to set her a pick, doesn't use it. And they try to force it over to Cox. Wills gets a steal. Takes it, lays it up, and one. So go to the line. They're going to whistle Cox for the foul.
Right now, everything's going right for the Lady Cats, or for the Lady Vikings, and wrong for the Lady Cats. So, Beach back in for Furnish. Lady Cats need a bucket really bad. They bring Ashton back in, maybe get her going now.
Give Crouch a breather. 3:28 left to go. Round County stretched it out to a 12-point lead. Up a good.
Looks so down 13 now. Really need a bucket here.
Bath County has not scored since the 2:07 mark in the first quarter. Norris has it out on the right wing.
They've really struggled against this zone.
Puts a shot up.
Good move by Jerrica right there. Good strong take. Maybe that'll get her going. That was on Perkins, her first.
So Norris free throw on its way, goes in good. Makes it a 10-point game, 21-11.
We've got to get the Lady Cats going.
Walker throws it to Beach, over to Wills. Wills comes along the baseline, slings one up, shot no good. Barrett is there for a rebound. Throws it in the front court to French, laying it up in the end, 2 points. More in the book. Makes it 21-13, 2:50 left to go before the half. Walker threw a pass over trying to get Eastham. French tipped it, went out of bounds, but Brown County called a timeout first. 30 seconds, Roddy, 2:46 left to go in the half. Brown County's lead's been trimmed to 8th, and, you know, no lead is safe. But, you know, this is a Bath County team. We've talked about it going stretches without scoring. They went almost a full quarter without scoring.
You can't do that, especially in postseason. That is not going to be a medicine. Be good for an outcome if you keep doing that. So, you know, good spurt right there. 5 quick points to cut this to an 8-point ball game. Lady Cats just need to settle down a little bit, get stops, make baskets. Don't try to get it all at once, and they'll be fine.
I kind of thought that Barrett has maybe pushed the issue a few times.
I think she's pressing just a little bit. I mean, you're a senior. Also, I'm sure she has in mind about breaking Zach Otis's record. You know, just let's let the game come to you.
They get it into Eastham. She comes dribbling up the right side. Barrett picks the pocket, and then we'll say she dribbled it out of bounds with it. It'll be Round County ball inbounding over here on the side. Eastham loading up, throwing it all the way across court over to Perkins.
Fastball all the way across the court.
Now to Wills up top. Wills working against Cox, throws over to Eastham in the right corner. Eastham gives it up to Walker out high. French got the count going on Walker. Walker puts down the dribble. Pick set by Beach. Now it's a move to pick, and that's three.
That's three on Beach. To bring Furnish back into the ball game.
Beach will check out with three personals. Furnish returns.
That's five team fouls on the Lady Vikings, so any non-offensive player control foul will be two free throws.
Barrett curls. Shot up in the paint, bouncing off the mark, no good. Eastham with the rebound for Round County. Pushing back the other direction. Goes over to Wills on the right wing. Wills puts down dribble, gets a switch to get it over to Eastham at the foul line. She puts down one dribble, throws it to Perkins on the left side. Perkins throws it back up top to Wills. Wills and Barrett, fight for goes out of bounds. Last touch for Bath County. It'll be Round County ball. It's Abbott.
5'1", eighth grader.
Comes in. They throw it in the backcourt to Walker.
She's in for her three-point shooting ability. She hurt Bath County in the first matchup over Bath.
Walker working against French. Gets it over to Abbott out high on that left side. Now Eastham. Now to Wills. Wills with it on the right side. To Eastham. To Abbott. To Furnish. Furnish with the dribble. Goes it over to Abbott. To throw it up top to Eastham. To French is there for steal. The layup. And he will points in the book. 21-15, 1:26 left to go.
Nice run here by the Lady Cats.
Eastham hands it off to Walker in backcourt. Walker working against French. Comes in the front court. Walker gets all the way to the paint. Euro step up. Shot up and good. 23-15 round count.
Lady Vikings stopped the bleeding a little bit. We wondered how they were going to operate with forward on the bench with foul trouble.
French throws it over to Cox. He gives it to Freed. Freed puts out a dribble up top. Picks up a dribble. Shuffles it over into the hands of Norris. Working against Abbott is Norris. Norris takes it to the rack.
It's up by Eastham.
Blocked by Eastham. Abbott. The Wills in front court. Wills catches. Cox guarding her. Wills spins. Has a pocket hit. French gets a steal. She comes down. Gets to Eastham. Goes to the pass fake. Barrett with the rebound put up, no good. Cox with the rebound put back, no good. French with the rebound. Her shot up, no good, but she was fouled. French will go to the line.
She's fouled by Abbott. Good hustle by the Lady Cats right there. Again, going after those 50-50 balls, those offensive rebounds.
So French with the opportunity to score with the clock stop. Free throw running out, no good.
Coach started with Barrett off, so she doesn't pick up any cheap fouls. She'll probably go back in if there's a dead ball with a chance to go on offense.
So you got three, French, Crouch, Cox, and Norris on the floor. You think the pressure might have got the French?
Yeah, she short-armed that one, didn't she? And now the student section is going to make her hear about it.
Walker throws it to Eastham. Eastham turns, shot up, rolling good. You talk about getting shots to fall. Round County now leads it by 10. 14 seconds left to go. It's Norris into the paint. Scoop shot up, no good. Reed with the rebound. Jump ball, possession arrow.
It'll be Lady Cats, I believe. Oh, Brown County. I missed one somewhere.
The Brown County ball with 5.8. Perkins will come in. Furnace will check out.
Get another shooter on the floor. Try to get a shot up here before the half.
They get it into Walker. They get it in to Ford. Ford into the corner to Perkins. Her three at the buzzer up to short. We've played two quarters of basketball here at Round County Senior High School in the 61st District Girls Tournament. It's Round County 25, Bath County 15. Davey's going to work on getting some stats from this first half put together. We'll take this opportunity to go back studio, hear a word from some of our sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball 61st District Tournament right here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back here. 61st District Girls Basketball Tournament. Sideways, Davey Moore bringing you all this action live here this evening. Brown County enjoying the halftime lead of 25-15. In case you're just tuning in or hadn't heard, Fleming County has punched her ticket on to the championship game with a final over Menifee County of 54-47. A game that was much closer than that final score in the game.
Yes, it was. Real quick, while we got a minute, since I am still coaching softball.
You don't have to be quick.
The Bath County Lady Cats softball team is having a dinner this Friday night, March the 1st, at the Owensville Elementary School cafeteria at 6 p.m. They will have a keynote speaker from ESPN. She's an analyst and a three-time University of Arizona national champion. That's Jenny Dalton-Hill. She will be there. Come and meet your high school and middle school Lady Cat softball teams and grab a bite to eat. I believe they are having Gary Boyd's famous pulled pork barbecue. There should be maybe some mac and cheese and coleslaw. It'll be $15 per person. We would love to see you out there. The girls would love to see you out there to support them on Friday night. So,
what time does it start?
It starts at 6 p.m. Friday night. 6 p.m. at the Owensville Elementary School cafeteria. So come out and support your Lady Cats. Whether your Bath County Lady Cats win tonight or not, there will not be a ball game Friday night. So everybody I know will have an opportunity to come out and get them something to eat.
I know you're doing that, but I believe the bass fishing team fish fry is this Saturday.
I think that is this Saturday. It's the first ever Bath County bass fishing fish fry. I wonder if it's fish that they caught.
You know, I didn't ask that. You know, I wish I know some of the members. I haven't seen any of them.
It's just
close by. I'd ask.
Is that what they caught, or they went out and bought it? But,
I'm sure they'll tell you they did.
Yeah.
Fishermen are good about telling stories.
All of it, it gets bigger and bigger every year. So it's kind of like that made putt or that drive that you, longest drive that you said you hit. It's probably, mine's probably at 425 now. I've been playing so long, it just keeps growing and growing. But
you know, I did hit over a 400-yard drive. Legitimately, we were playing out in Arizona, and it was like hitting on concrete, and it was a par four. It was a par four executive course, and I hit with a driver. I never thought it would bounce, and I never seen one bounce that high.
Just keep on
in the fairway.
It'll take that all day. So, back to the basketball game. Your first half stats, Round County for the half was from the field overall, they were 10 of 28 for 35.5%, 1 of 7 from three-point land for 14.3%, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line for 80%. They had 25 total rebounds. We were able to do a better job of keeping them off the offensive rebound. They only had 3 that quarter. They are leading scoring by Lauren Easton with 7. Wheels with 6. Walker and Ford both have 4. Furnish 2 and Beach 2 for 25 points. They had 10 turnovers in the first half. Your Bass County Lady Cats finished 5 of 22 overall for 22.7%, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, and 5 of 11 from the free throw line for 45.5%. Bath is usually a better free throw shooting team than that. 14 total rebounds. Bath only had 9 turnovers in the half. They're letting scoring by Bailey Prince is 6 points. Ashton Barrett still went scoreless in the second quarter. She still has 4 points. Norris with 3 and Fareed with 2 for your 15 points. And again, Bath County's going to have to start putting some ball in the basket so they can crank up their defense and get this ball game going for them.
You know, the points off turnovers, Round County's got a 5-point edge. You know, the rebounding edge to Round County, those hurt. I mean, your free throws are pretty close, 4-5. But, you know, points off the bench, Round County 2-0. I mean, you know, those things don't really hurt, but, you know.
You know, the second chance points, Bath has 2 and Round only has 1. Even though Round had 9 offensive rebounds, they didn't take advantage of it, didn't capitalize at all on that, so.
You know, Round County coming to this one, winning 3 out of their last 6. Bath County had won their last 6 ball games. But, you know, the competition that Round County played during those was pretty stiff.
Yeah, they, from what I understand, they played a good Boyd County team, solid for 3 quarters. Boyd finally pulled away in the 4th quarter or so. But, you know, this is kind of the ball game we thought we was going to get. You know, Round does have a larger lead than we thought. But, you know, anything can happen in this game. Look forward to an exciting second half.
Bath County made their way back out, warming up to our right. Round County warming up to our left. We're going to take our final break at a halftime. Sit back studio here, words from some sponsors. You're listening to 61st Sister Girls Basketball right here on WKCA. Currently, they have Round County leads Bath County 25-15.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Brown County leads Bath County. Box in. Bath County got some ground to make up, but they got some time to do it in. Still got two quarters of basketball in this 61st district. The play here on the girls' side of things. Winner will move on to Wednesday night's championship game to take on the Lady Panthers of Fleming County. There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting your work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis in your body. Let you mow faster, get more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. Online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Ferris, work hard, feel good. And as Bath County Lady Cats look like they're going to go back to their original starters, Brown County likewise. So it'll be Bath County ball to start this third quarter.
Looks like Brown County's going to start off in that zone defense again. It works so well in the first half.
Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us this evening as Bath County looking to inbound Norris to do the honors. Goes in the backcourt to French. French gets in the front court by dribble. Hands it off to Crouch over on the right wing. Crouch picks up a dribble, needs some help. Finds Barrett over to French. Open three, right side is up. Get it out. Back in good.
Maybe that'll get her going.
25-18.
Good look right there. Round just threw it away. Girl wasn't Brown looking. Just Walker just threw it away.
Walker threw it back to Easton. Easton thought Walker's going to take off of it. Just a live turnover that Kenny's got to make them pay here.
Big opportunity for the Lady Cats right here to convert.
As they get it to Barrett, over to Norris, out on that left wing. Skip pass over here to French. Now up top to Barrett. Bobby down low to free. Free catch, turns, lays it in. It makes it a 5-point game. 20-25.
It's kind of how the first half started out. Bath County scored back-to-back buckets.
They come up for it, has it at half court. Goes it over to Wills. Three right side is up, and it's good to answer.
Coach Collier went over and back on that. It's awful close. It's hard to tell from up here.
Barrett finds French. Gives it back to Barrett. Over to Norris on the left wing. Goes it up top to Barrett. Over to French. French goes into the paint. To Barrett. Now to the right side to Crouch. He goes to lob it inside, but Easton knocks it away. Walker comes up with a steal for Round County.
It's not a good, you got to fake a pass to make a pass there.
They give it out to Easton. Back up to Walker. Walker thought about three. She goes in, shot up, no good. Nobody get three for the foul. Got her on the arm. Kind of way up.
Got it on Ashton.
Ooh, good to Barrett.
First second.
I'll put Walker at the line for two.
Surprised Walker didn't pull the trigger on the open three.
A free throw up. It's long.
That was flat. No arc whatsoever on it. Didn't have a chance of going in.
Walker, second free throw on its way. That was a little more arch. Missed it. Barrett gets the rebound. Comes down. Gets the ball back. Comes in the front court, looks
wide
out.
Open.
French wide open,
look.
Laying it up and in. 28-22, Round County leads it. It's got six. Lady Vikings basketball. Ford goes up top, Crouch knocks away. French gets the steal. Back getting with numbers, over to Barrett. Ford gets forward, Barrett spins, throws up a shot in the paint, no good. Reads there for the rebound, goes up strong, no good, has it blocked. But Easton kicks it out to French. Now to Norris, lines up a three, no good. Rebound comes off. Barrett and Ford go up.
Ball.
Jump ball.
Lady Vikings.
In favor of the Lady Vikings.
Again, Ashton's really pressing hard to get the ball in the bucket. She just needs to let the game come to her.
Ford has it. Throws it over to Walker. Walker throws it to Easton. Now with the furnace on the left side. She loads up a shot in and out. Back in.
Again, that's just bonus basketball for Coach Stokes right there. She's two for two from the field.
8-point Round County lead. Barrett working against Wheels.
Brown has gone back to man-to-man.
Gets a pick. Barrett stops three. Up. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Round County ball.
Good help defense by Furnace there. Stopped the drive. Ashton probably should have took a hesitation move and went on to the basket.
Ford throws it to Easton. He sees a wide open lane. Crouch kicks this one into the stands.
Wide left. Or wide right. That's the Buffalo Bills, isn't it? Wide right.
Looked like Gronk's field goal attempt at Super Bowl.
That was awful, wasn't it? Poor old Gronk.
I guess that's why he was a tight end and not a kicker. Right.
They're not.
To get it to Easton on the inside, she just catches it wide open. Up with it. Now County back on top by 10. 32-22.
Two hands again by Furnish. That's her second.
Yes. Both those have been on Barrett. Both of those have been by putting two hands.
The same thing. Not letting Barrett, she's not letting Barrett get the corner, so she's doing what her coach tells her to do, but she just got to figure out how to do it without fouling. Again, Brown looks to be in half court man. They're switching everything on Ashton. I'm not sure that there's anybody for the Lady Vikings that hasn't guarded Ashton yet.
They give it to Barrett. She's pushed by Walker. Barrett hits the floor.
Walker just couldn't put the brakes on fast enough. That's her second. Fouls are starting to mount up for Brown County.
In the backcourt to go to Barrett. She comes in the front court. Takes it all the way in. Shot blocked by Easton out of bounds.
Ashton thought she got fouled, but referee just kind of looked at her like, no, 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 young lady, you didn't.
Calling on deaf ears. Stick it in to Freed. Freed gives it up to Barrett. Barrett surveys. Working against Wheels. Puts a shot up on the baseline, bouncing no good. Crouch.
Good rebound. Good strong rebound.
French comes driving in. And she's pushed to foul.
And Wheels, her second.
Foul will be on Wheels, as Davey said. Number two.
That's three team fouls already. Bath has done a good job limiting the fouls, but the problem is Ashton has two and Freed has two. They're only four fouls, so they can't foul anymore. We've got to have them on the floor.
Bridge makes a free throw. Makes it a 9-point game.
I think she was 0 for 4 before that one at the free throw line. It's very unusual for her.
Two minute scoring drought again.
Yeah, if you do that in the second half, you're going to get beat. This half-court defense has kind of stymied Brown a little bit, even though they still have that 8-point lead.
Ford goes at the Wheels in front court. To Easton on the inside. She goes up to the shot. She was turned. Nobody was there. Makes it 10 again, 34-24.
They gambled. I think it's Freed. She gambled on the pass, and it left Easton wide open.
Barrett stopped, popped free throw jumper, got it to stick.
It's her first field goal of the game. Gives her 6 points.
Walker in backcourt to Ford. Comes up the right side, goes at the Wheels on the baseline. Wheels goes one at the basket.
Freed did a good job of just being straight up.
Walker, her three up, no good. Barrett with the rebound. She comes pushing back the other direction. Over to French. French comes into the paint. Comes up to Crouch. Now to Norris. Norris with it in the corner. Working against Ford. Trying to get some separation. Hands it to Barrett. Over to Crouch up top. Now to French on that left wing.
Good job getting that ball out of that corner there by Barrett.
Barrett has Ford guarding her now. Looking to get a switch. Takes it right-handed. Takes it all the way to the right. Goes up shot. No good. She was fouled by Easton.
It'll be her second.
We'll go to the line for two. .320 left to go. 8-point game. Check that. 7-point game. Freed will check out. Cox will come in to replace her. Barrett toes the line. One free throw remaining. Chance cut this lead to six. Puts her up and good. But that ties the school record. Still finally stolen away by French. And Ford commits the foul.
Call a jump ball.
Call a jump ball.
Belongs to the Lady Cats.
That's Kenny Ball. Ball safe from the baseline. They're winning out of French. French with it for Bath County. Has it between the circles. Over to Cox out on the right wing. Cox comes dribbling across. Gets to Barrett. She's bumped up off the wheels.
Be her third. Three. Looks like Lady Viking fouls are really starting to rack up. Bath County be shooting the rest of this quarter. 3 minutes is a long time.
Interesting as that is the seventh grader comes up and talks to the upperclassmen to calm them down after making the foul. Barrett free throw up. Good. And I believe she now has the school record.
I think she has the school record now.
5-point game. Check that. 4-point game. 34-30.
It's been a while since it's been 4 points.
Walker picked up her dribble. Needing some help. His Eastham turnaround elbow shot up. Answers for Dahl.
She's been money in that lane. Now Brown's going to go back to their zone defense.
French to Cox to Norris. Three from the right side is up. Off the mark, no good. Barrett with the rebound. She spins in the paint. Puts a shot up. Good. 4 points once again. Back the other direction. Walker with it. She's trapped over here. Finds Eastham. Eastham turns. Dumps it down low to Wills. Wills throws it out. Walker ends up with it out here on the left wing. Loaded into Eastham. Cox comes up the steal. She drops it loose. Ball on the floor. Jump ball. That's getting going after the 50-50 balls.
We'll stay with the Lady Vikings. Stokes is screaming for a foul.
They probably should have got one. She gets it to Eastham. She catches. Hook shot up. No good. Four to three. But blocked on the inside. But gets it back and puts it in. 2:10 left to go. Third quarter. The French. Three from the right side is up.
And called steps.
And she took an extra hop.
I think Stokes got that call with the
Stokes is using this as a momentum for his team for the timeout.
He got that call, but arguing about the now Coach Collier's going to get a warning. Got a bench warning. Collier's got to be careful.
Round County leads Bath County by six. As Coach Collier is very animated over here.
I don't blame him. Ford did the same thing twice in the first half, and I think Furnish did as well with no call.
Furnish did a little two-step down there on a rebound. But, you know, that's okay. When you're playing on the road in the district, you've got to play against yourselves and everybody else. You know, tonight, Bath County's had some demons that they just couldn't get off their back. Those long scoring droughts. Round County, give Coach Stokes credit. He's gotten his team playing very tough defense against this Lady Cat squad. 38-32, 6 point Round County lead.
That took a lot of momentum away right there, too, because she nailed that 3-pointer. That cut it to three. Rick, we haven't been within three in quite a while.
They get it in the forward and back court. She throws it to Walker. Walker throws it in the front court to Eastham, but it's knocked away by Barrett. French comes up to the steal. French over to Barrett. Barrett goes driving along the baseline. Progress cut off. Comes back out to the right wing with it. Now they will set up a play. Back over to French. Sketch three. Right side. In and out.
Oh.
No good. Bounce rebound. Put back. No good. But she was fouled. 16 fouls on round five plus.
That's Ford's third.
Ford whistle for a third. Kraus will go to the line for two.
That's three players on the Lady Vikings with three fouls.
So Kraus, free throw up. It's long, no good.
Beach back in for Furnish.
Furnish will check out. Beach will come in. Beach with those three personals. Kraus, second free throw up. That was good. Nothing but the bottom. 5-point game. 1:42 left to go in the third. Not getting faithful up and loud. Walker, to get it over to Walker, but I thought Ford went to a little shuffle before the pass. Walker has a pocket pick of Barrett. Easton comes up with it. Over to Walker on the right wing. Looks down low, throws it to Peach. Throws it out of bounds. Turns it over to Bath County with 1:25 left to go in the third.
Lady Vikings youth is starting to show a little bit as well. Good pressure defense by the Lady Cats. They've turned their defensive pressure up.
They give it over to French. He gives it to Barrett. Back to French. French throws over to Cox on the right side. She catches, comes driving in, puts up a little floater. No good. As Ford comes up the rebound for the Lady Vikings. She comes pushing down, goes in. Slings one up the basket. No good. Beach gets a rebound, kicks out to Walker. Walker drives into the paint. She goes up and fouls.
It's going to be Barrett's third.
Ashley Barrett going to be whistled for that personal. Nine seconds left to go. Walker will be at the line for two free throws.
Again, going after those 50-50 balls.
Walker free throw in and out. No good.
She hasn't been close on any of her attempts tonight at the free throw line.
Way to go, Davey. Way to go.
Sorry.
Walker. Second free throw on its way.
Had the reverse psychology there, didn't I?
6-point Round County lead. 54 seconds left to go in the third. Cox has it out on the right wing. Throws it back up to Barrett. Back over to Cox. She turns. Finds Kraus in the right corner. Kraus throws it out to Cox. Actually goes off an official. Makes it a live ball, but he was in play.
It kind of helped. Kind of helped Bath County, I think.
Morris comes driving in. Wills comes up to steal. Norris trying to force a pass out. They throw it to Ford. Ford comes in, skips it over to Walker on the left side. Her three is on its way. Up, no good. Rebound comes off to Ford. Her putback is good. That's a 41-33 with 21 seconds left to go in the third.
Touchdown.
Stops, pops, free throw jumper, no good. Beach gets the rebound, finds Wills. Wills comes up. Ball's knocked away from her, but to Easton. Now to Walker. Walker curls in. Throws one at the basket. She gets it to stick on. 43-33. A 10-point Round County lead. 2 seconds. 1 second. Time will run out here in the third quarter.
Sure slung that up right. It went in.
Round County leads Bath County by 10 after 3. 43-33. Be back with the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
It's a basketball left to go in this girls' 61st district. 2-3 matchup. Round County, the 3 seed, leading Bath County, the 2 seed, by 10.
Well, Round has 15 turnovers to our 13, but they're capitalizing off ours. They've outscored us 13-7 on points off turnovers.
You get it to Freed, gets it to Kraus. Kraus crawls into the paint, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes off.
A good strong move.
as Norris gets it. She goes in the paint, out to Crouch, now up top to Barrett, now over to French. French takes it in, kicks it back to Barrett, over to Norris on the left side. Norris fakes a pass in, throws it up. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch for Round County, be back in the ball.
Round's come out very active in this half-court zone defense. Again, Bath needs to fake a pass to make a pass to keep Brown from getting her hands on these balls.
She gets it to Norris out on the left wing. She gets it to Barrett.
They've pushed Barrett 40 feet away from the basket with his zone.
To Norris at the foul line, skips it out to Barrett. Barrett working against Ford. She looks over and finds French. Now to Crouch. Now to Barrett. Barrett looking. Gets it over to French. French sees the little crease been driving in against Beach. Goes up shot, misses it. Beach gets a partial deflection. Ford gets a rebound. She pushes back the other direction over to Walker. Her three up off the mark. Long kicking rebound comes off to French. French looks up, finds Barrett. Barrett catches, lays it up. 2 points and a foul. Barrett hit the deck hard on that foul.
So Diamond's fourth. He wheels his fourth foul. Good look by Bailey there.
Actually, they're going to give that one to Easton.
They give it to Easton, huh? I thought it was... Okay. It'll be Easton's third.
So Barrett at the line. Free throw up and good.
Okay. 3 points away to cut it to seven.
43-36. Walker dribbles, goes at the wheels. The back up top to Ford. Her three locked and loaded up top. Bouncing off the mark, no good. Beach with the rebound. Her putback, no good. Norris is there for a rebound for Bath County.
Good defense by Kyler there.
Looks up and finds French. French catches it. Backs out to the right wing.
Good decision there.
Barrett working against Walker. Gets a pick. Now double team, gets it out to Norris. Norris catch, skips it up top to French, and over to Crouch. Long two, right side is up, off the mark, no good. Ford gets a rebound, tied up down low to Fareed. Jump ball.
The basket didn't go, but still no hesitation from Kylie on Kylie Crouch on the shot there. I had no problem with that.
Absolutely not.
Or Kaylee, excuse me, not Kylie. There's too many Kylie's and Rayleigh's and Abby's and Addie's on the softball team. I get names confused all the time.
You just start calling a name and somebody will eventually answer, right? Walker.
Jump ball.
Jump ball.
Back to the Lady Cats. So Round County has gone through their drought to start this fourth quarter. Lady Cats have got to capitalize on it. Now they're going to move Ashton to the middle of the offense against this zone defense.
To get it to Norris in the front. She wraps the pass around to Barrett.
Todd Barrett. Todd Barrett not with it.
To Easton now to Ford.
Bath County is now going back to man-to-man.
Ford had it knocked away but able to regain composure with it. Goes pass out on the baseline. Crouch is there to knock it away to Norris. Norris now has it for Bath County. Dribbling out high on the left wing. Working against wheels. Norris gets some separation, comes into the paint, goes up.
Just out of control.
Ball deflected. Wills knocked to the floor. Ford comes up with it. She comes dribbling out of there with it. Ball on the floor, throws it. French comes up to the steal. She lays it up. And that was just a blatant technical.
Intentional foul on Wills.
Just pushed her.
Diamond's fourth.
That puts French at the line for two here. Nobody on the line. Bailey shot up the good. Makes it a 5-point game. Sorry, a 6-point game. Chance to make it a 5-point game. 5:11 left to go. Makes it both. 5-point game, 43-35. Norris, chance breather. Cox will come in.
Chance to cut it to three or to two right here on this possession. Wheels will come out with four fouls. Furnish back in.
Cox looking to pull the trigger from the baseline. Looking. They get in to Freed up high. Freed turns. Has it stolen away by Walker. Ball on the floor. Bear comes up with it. Walker ties her up. Jump ball. Possession in favor of Brown County. Every bounce huge, right now is going in favor of Brown County. Huge, has all nine.
Huge turnover right there.
Freed will check out. And that's just a youngster mistake right there.
Yeah.
As they get it into Walker out high. Walker.
A little dampness on the floor over there.
Let's let them inbound it. And that's about to steal it before we decide to, let's check this out.
Let's check this out. Bath has gone back into their half-court zone.
Easton throws it in the backcourt to Ford. Ford throws it to Walker in front court. Walker gives it over to Furnish. He throws it up to Ford. To Easton at the elbow. She turns, gets it over to Walker. Walker drives along the baseline, has a shot blocked by Crouch, is out of bounds. Here's Anthony Ball, last left for Brown County with 4:43 left to go.
Good defense by Kaylee there.
The Fox will inbounds to French. French.
Another big position by the Lady Cats here. Brown's going back to man-to-man.
They really picks her up. French comes all the way down. She probably should have took that against Furnish because they were all confused. The Norris, three, left corner is up. Good. She framed that one like she knew where it was going.
Huge basket right there.
43-41, folks. Backing is drawn within two. 4:28 left to go in the contest. As Brown County has called for a timeout to talk about this. As the Bad Boys patented independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower offering more comfort, durability, power, and value. Every American-made Bad Boy mower offers the industry-leading innovation and performance that lets you mow with an attitude. Available at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Check them out. Got a Bad Boy mower myself. Love them.
Do you?
Absolutely. I went with it just to get what I needed for my job to the house. And zero turn. Really pleased with it. I recommend it. I got a buddy that has a Toro. Highly recommends that. Montgomery Tractor has both of those. You can't go wrong with anything that they sell over there.
For sure.
Brown County's lead has been trimmed to two, 43-41. Winner of this game advances on to take on Fleming County on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock championship right here on this very floor.
Trying to see what Brown's largest lead was.
Pete Scott told him to get up.
Pete getting the crowd fired up. Again, I think Brown County's largest lead at one point was 13. They've got Pete Scott fired up now, so.
I don't know if I'm going to get. He like to beat me to death just telling me a story. I can only imagine. He gets that fired up. He showed me how he used to come through the line playing football. I said, Pete, you still got them sharp elbows. Walker working up top. Might have got away with a shove there. Did forward. And we ball in the Ford's hands out here on the wing. They get it up top, this Brown County. They throw it over to Walker on the right side. Walker comes driving in. Lost his Crouch. Crouch bumped into her.
She was moving.
Jenkins out there for Brown County.
It's Kaylee's first.
They don't say she was in the act of shooting.
A little continuation there, I guess. I don't know.
Looked like she was in the act of passing.
Yeah.
Walker free throw up, in and out, no good. I'll tell you what, Furness may be a youngster, but she's going to be a load to handle for years to come.
Yes, she is.
Walker's free throw up, no good. Furness gets the rebound. Back getting with the chance to tie or take the lead. Hasn't been done since early in that first quarter.
Since they raced up to a 4-0 lead to start the ball game.
Norris driving in. Ball knocked loose on the floor. Clock ties up for Eastcombe.
We'll stay with the Lady Cats.
Be back any ball.
Nope. Uh-oh.
It says yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Lady Cat ball.
Everybody's pointing back any direction except the officials.
What are you going to do? Turn around, look at the table, or ask the book.
Well, the whole table was pointing that direction. French curls over to Barrett. Takes the three, now comes dribbling out. They'll set this offense. Barrett had the ball knocked away. Ford with two hands on French right in front of the official.
Picks up her four. Again, the fouls are really mounting on Round County.
Wills will come in with her four. They don't give the ball. You can't take it away. But they did. Gary Uchek in the house. Sure, I give him a shout out. He's lives in Bath County now, originally from Elliott.
Okay.
A lot of people know him from up to the marina. It's Norris inbounds in the backcourt to the hands of French. French will come across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Barrett. Barrett is driving in, gets Walker, forces a shot up. Easton gets a rebound for Round County. As they throw it down low to Wills. Wills lays it up. And then leaves it up four. 35-41. Back in the other direction with 3:06 left to go. Barrett gives it out to French. French. It's over to
Norris. Hit another one?
The left side is up. Ooh. In and out, no good. Easton with the rebound. She brings it down. They give it up. Coming up the right side.
That's on Barrett. That's her four. It is
and
Barrett.
It is on Barrett. As she fouls Jenkins.
Fouls are mounting up both ways now. That's what it's at. Three players with four and two players with three. Ford comes back in for Furnish.
Easton will look to inbound. Gets it in to Walker. Walker comes across. She just dribbles, comes up, takes it away from her.
She just dribbled right in front of her.
Jump ball. Let's be back, Kenny Ball. No, round Kenny Ball.
Yeah. We got the last one down here.
Well, they just said Bath County on the PA. I didn't look. I thought so. I've missed a jump somewhere.
It took forward back out real quick. I don't know that you posted on in.
Lob at the end. Brown County now has it. Walker out on the wing. Up top to Easton. Easton back over to Walker out on that right side. She comes in, stops, elbow jumper.
Partially blocked.
It was blocked. Out of bounds. Yeah. Brown County ball.
They blocked it. I thought we got a hand on it.
I said I didn't touch it. Full timeout by Round County with 2:26 left to go.
Maybe just angled, but it looked like it got deflected.
As we're going to take a timeout. Back studio.
And that's what Sutton tells Collier.
41. Round County leads back. Back to 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish. And you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
First District girls basketball right here on WKCA. Round County enjoying a 4-point lead here over Bath County, 45-41. And this girls matchup, winner goes on to play Lemon County on Wednesday night for championship. Loser, goes home.
Big possession right here by both teams.
2:26 left to go in the game. Brown County ball underneath their own basket. Ford looking to inbound. Looks, lobs it into Eastham. Eastham over to Walker. Elbow jumper up from Walker. No good. Ford with the rebound. Her putback no good. But she was fouled.
With French. It'll be her first.
Ford will go to the line for two. Chance to score with Clark.
I hate to say it, but she just wanted more. Goes back to those 50-50 balls again. Yeah.
Ford free throw up. That was good.
I thought it was going to be short. She got a lot of iron on it.
Got the shooter's roll. 6 seconds went off the clock in that exchange on the inbound. Two shots. Free throw up and no good on that one. Barrett with the rebound. She pushes back the other direction. Over to Prince. Shot up left side. Good. Got it.
2-point ball game.
2:10 left to go. 36-44. Brown County with the ball. In the front court, Ford mishandled it, goes on the floor, foul ball.
It should be Bath County's ball.
Bath County ball. Four Bath County Lady Cats after that one.
They got on the floor after that time on that 50-50 ball.
Cox inbounds in the back court to French.
Big possession here for the Lady Cats. Brown has gone back to man-to-man.
Minute 50 left to go in the game. To get it out to Barrett on that left wing. Barrett working against Walker. Gets a little separation. Takes it in. Scoop shot up. No good. Rebound comes off the beach. Now Ford has it. Ford goes it in the front court. Cox knocks the layup. They're trying to feed it down to Hill.
Good hustle by Mallory right there.
Mallory worked away in the front court. Norris puts on the break. Somehow gets it to stop. Timeout called by Bath County. Trying to get something set up here. Brown County leads it by two, 46-44. Bath County with the basketball. 92 seconds remain. You knew this was going to be a tough one.
We knew exactly what this was going to be.
As they're talking about it, Coach Moore, when you go looking at this, Bath County has struggled offensively tonight. Barrett has really had a tough go of it. And it just hasn't been her night. What's your option? What are you going to look for?
Well, you know, Bailey French seems to have the hot hand. She drained that three. You could use Barrett as a decoy, but you want Barrett driving to the basket. Brown has done a good job forcing a lot of her stuff past the three-point line. And when she has driven to the basket, they've helped and forced her from some bad shots. So, but you want the ball in your senior's hand, and then maybe she drives and she can kick to Bailey, or maybe even Jerrica. Jerrica's been open and shot with confidence, so a lot can happen here, but you want the ball in Ashton's hands if all possible. It's a big possession right here.
Ashton's the only Lady Cat in foul trouble. She's got four personal. Brown County with a host of players. And she, on the wheels of four.
And she's got to be careful because a couple of times when she's missed down there, she's gone off after it aggressively on the rebound and just come close to committing her fifth foul. And that's the last thing that we need.
Gilly Ford also will four for Brown County. As they inbound the ball in the trench and backcourt. Brown County.
Brown in their half court man again.
They give it to Barrett out on the right wing.
Run the same play this way.
Barrett takes it right at Walker. Puts the shot up. Ford gets a rebound.
Collier won the foul there.
Ford throws it to Walker at half court. Now to Eastham. Now over to Wills on the right side. Wills dribbling up top.
Now you got to pick out who you're going to foul or try to get a turnover here.
Ford with it, dribbling. Throws it to Walker. I believe I'd foul her if I could.
Yeah, she is really struggling at the free throw line tonight.
Walker over to Eastham. Eastham now out the Ford with 57 seconds. Ford throws it in. Crouch picks up the steal. French has it. Kicks it back. Cox three. Right side is up. No good. Can go out of bounds. Crouch stays it back in. Barrett throws it in, but Wills comes up to the steal. She comes dribbling up the left side in the front court. Wills. Throws it over the beach in the corner. They come
that's
and
what we in the
her.
Corner, but Brown County calls a timeout.
34 seconds left to go. Brown County calls a timeout. 46-44 is our score.
A lot taking place right there in that last little bit.
A minute off the clock and a lot of action happened there. Just a 30-second.
Now they say full is all he's got. So they've got one more left, according to our bookkeeper, Kay Will. We've got a 30. They've got And they've got probably a 30 now, looks like. So each team with one apiece. If I'm reading that text message, from, he said they had two, and they just called one. So, you know, they're stay in the huddle, he says. Stay in the huddle. They're trying to. The other key is, can you get a steal? If not, you got to foul. Don't let them run time off. You can see that Brown has been really shaky with the ball. So if you put the defensive pressure on them, you might be able to get another steal again. So now it's just coming down to basically, can Brown make free throws? Can Bass get turnovers and make buckets to either tie this ball game or take the lead for the win?
So Bass County, we'll see what their defense is going to be set up like. Brown County will be inbounding on the side here. Side Bath, of the scorer's table.
Bath has done most of this in the second half without a middle presence. Kaylee Crouch has been playing the five position most of the second half. They've gone with a guard strictly lineup, Bath has.
Easton will look to trigger. Looking, throws him in the backcourt to Ford. Ford goes back there to get it. Got French starting her. Barrett comes up.
I don't want Barrett to foul.
Ball's knocked away, out of bounds. We're going to say last touch for Bath County. Seconds left to go.
Brown is really shaky with the ball. Good defense here by Bath County right now. Again, but we don't want Ashton to pick up her fifth foul.
Easton looking. Gives it to Wills. Wills has it knocked away from her. It'll still be Brown County ball.
Did any time go off the clock?
2 seconds. They get it in the forward and backcourt. They throw it to Walker out on the right side. Ivy Fowler, I think they were trying to, up the forward. They push forward at half court and foul her with 16 seconds left.
Bailey's second.
Next foul will put Round County at the line.
It's a tough place to inbound. It's right there, close to.
They throw it in the backcourt to Ford. Ford.
That's a nice steal.
Brent takes it. Oh, so Brent has it blocked out of bounds. Block. Easton, 7.5. That's going to call a timeout. Their final timeout. 7.5 seconds left to go. Folks, this one's for a tie, a win.
You got to go for the tie. You have to. You got to take it to the basket. Hope you get a foul called. Get free throws.
At what point do you immediately go, or do you?
You got to go as soon as you get it. You can't wait around. You don't wait. You're behind. You have to score. You cannot wait to try to get it. You, as soon as you get it, you got to try to get it to Ashton and let her go. And if they converge, she can either kick. You know, she's been forcing a lot this second half, and she hasn't got the foul call. She might get it this time. So, you know, it all depends on what these officials want to do and how they want to call this. So my guess is they're going to nice. Let Ashton throw it in and get it right back real quick on a handoff on a curl or something. Now you really got to take care of it. You got to get it in. The first thing you got to do is get it in. So I think Bailey's going to cut across. It's going to go to Bailey, and then you got the option of Bailey or Ashton. You got time out Round County because he wanted to see the. Both teams are out of timeouts. It was a 30 as well.
So we have no timeouts left.
My hands are sweating. I don't know about anybody else's.
Stokes is kind of smiling at Collier, like, I know what you're doing now.
Collier's going to change it up now. So that's still, I kind of think it, you know, I think it's kind of good to have Ashton take it out, because usually when the person takes it out, they kind of forget about them. So even though I know it's Ashton, I like this setup right here. So, but Bailey can't, if he comes back out in the same set, Bailey can't go too soon. So now he's going to have Ashton cut across. Maybe he's going to change it up a little bit.
So French really looking to inbound for Bath County. Bath County down two. French looks, finds Cox, gets it right back to French. 5 seconds, curls in the paint. forces one up. Easton blocks it. Prince gets it back. Blocked again. Hamilton gets it. Bath County. 46-44 is the final score. The Lady Vikings will be moving on to the championship round for the 61st District to take on Fleming County on Wednesday night. What a finish.
That was a one heck of a ball game right there. We come out on the short end of it. I hate that. I hate that for our seniors. They battled hard. They all did. The whole players, girls, you know, we just couldn't get over that hump. The Ram was able to get that double-digit lead, and we just never could. Girls fought hard, though. You know, you've got to be proud of them. It's very disappointing.
Absolutely. Brown County wins 61st District matchup here this evening. 46-44 is the final score in this one. As Dave is going to work on getting some final stats put together for us, we'll use this opportunity to go back to you here, work with some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA 61st District, right here on WKCA.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Your Owingsville Ace Hardware store has got some red-hot buys for February. It's a leap year, so you'll have an extra day to stock up and save. It's National Bird Feeding Month, and your choice of 40 pounds wild seed or 20 pounds black sunflower seed, just $19.99. Buy three Ace furnace filters, get the fourth free. Stock up on painting supplies, power tools, batteries, Gorilla Tape. And remember, Ace since 1924, celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware. Folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back here, Round County Senior High School, as the first round of the 61st District Girls Tournament has concluded. As Fleming County punched their ticket to make it to Wednesday night's championship by knocking off Menifee County 54-47 in an absolute great basketball game here. Round County pulled the upset.
Exactly what we, what the basketball game we thought it was going to be.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, we're on the wrong end of the scoreboard.
46-44 is the final score. Dave, you got some stats?
We'll go through stats real quick. We'll start off with Round County. For the game, they were 19 of 49 from the field for 38.8%, 2 of 12 from three-point land for 16.7%, and 6 of 13 from the free throw line for 46.2%. They wound up with 41 total rebounds, 17 offensive boards. They committed 22 turnovers. They were led in scoring by Easton's 13. Wills with 11, Ford 9, Walker 7, Furnish 4, which was huge for them, and Beach with 2. For your Bath County Lady Cats, they finished their season in their last game. They were 13 of 48 from the field overall, 27.1%. 3 of 11 from three-point land, 27.3%. And 15 of 22 from the free throw line for 68%. When you look at those stats, you would think that Bath County just won the game just by the percentages, but they weren't able to pull it out. And Bath County finished with 31 total rebounds, 15 offensive rebounds themselves, 17 turnovers. Lady Cats were leading scoring with Bailey French and Ashton Barrett, both with 15 points. Norris, 9. Crouch, 1. Freed, 4, for a total of 44. The big things we talked about, points off turnovers. Round County outscored Bath County 13-9 on those. And a big thing that sticks out to me, which really, when you see it as a coach, we helped Round County to 3 points in that fourth quarter, and when they able to pull out the victory. And you can see that Ashton Barrett finished with a double-double, 15-10, 6 assists as well. Even though she couldn't, you know, score, she was able to distribute to her players, find those who was open, made a lot of good passes to Bailey French. So that's your stats. Lady Cats' final ball game of the season for 2024. What'd they finish with? 19 wins?
19 wins.
Most wins in Bath County in a long, long time. I haven't looked at KHSA to see. It may have been the 90s since we won 19. I can't remember. So, again, we won 17 in 2015, and that was the first time we'd done that in a long time. We'd won 15 in 2015, the year that we made it to the region, and I thought maybe history was going to repeat itself. It's the same matchup in the same place, and it just didn't turn out for the Lady Cats tonight.
As far as Players of the Game awards, we'll go ahead and do those. Your our Arlcado Offensive Player of the Game tonight, Ashton Barrett, double-double.
You have to give
points,
it to, you
10,
have to give
10 rebounds, 6 assists.
You have to give it to the senior.
She was there.
She played a great ball game.
As far as your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, Bailey French.
Has to be 8 steals.
8 steals.
Yep,
she's close to double-double herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
again, the field goal percentages just really hurt Lady Kessler. Not only shooting 27%, had a lot of good looks. So.
And then as far as your sports mowing unsung hero, I really thought two players, and it's the two we've talked about all year. Jerrica Norris, she got 9 points. She really kind of spurned Bath County's comeback.
She did.
The other one is Kaylee Crouch. She did the down and dirty work all night long.
Both of them played, and I don't I think Jerrica only came out for a second. I don't think Kaylee Crouch never came off the floor, did she? She played. They got Jerrica for 32 minutes, and they have Kaylee Crouch for 28. So I think that might have been the other way around. But anyway, you know, Ashton played 31-plus. Bailey played 31-plus. They played their guts out tonight. You know, it's a game where you don't want to see anybody losing. Unfortunately, we failed tonight, you know. So I know Coach Collier and his team will rebound next year, and they'll come back and they'll come stronger again. So
it's going to be tough to play those two seniors.
It's going to be really tough to play. That big leadership, you know, Ashton did it on both ends of the floor. Kaylee did more on one end of the floor than she did the other, but both of them gave 110% every night. And that's all you can ask for out of your seniors, the leadership that they gave. And that's going to be missed. It's going to be, you know, the last – you know, 2 years, you know, Collier has lost, you know, some seniors. Normally, he, you know, his first year in 2019, he lost 3 seniors, and then he went a few years. He didn't even have any seniors. In this last 2 years, he's lost, you know, some really valuable senior leadership. So the young girls are going to have to step up next year, get in the gym, get in the weight room, get a little bit stronger, and bounce back.
Absolutely. Is that's going to wrap up our broadcast for this girls' side of things. Boys will be in action tomorrow night, as they will be taking on the Panthers of Fleming County. Game time 6 o'clock right here on WKCA. Patrick and myself will be on the air for that. As
Todd, thank you for this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoyed it, brother. I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me. Ian, thank you for all your help, and the guys, you know, and everybody that's been listening this year, thank you so much. Once again, Lady Cat softball Friday night is having a dinner at OES. It starts at 6 o'clock. They have a guest speaker. Coach Gary Boyd's famous pulled pork barbecue is delicious, $15 per person. Please come out and support them at 6 o'clock on Friday night. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Do you all need, like, a taste tester or anything?
Well, sure. We could always use a taste tester. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm always first in line for that job, so you have to be behind me. So,
well, you know, I mean, I don't mind sharing.
You know, I don't know if you know, when we're grilling, you know, concessions or whenever we're having those tenderloin dinners, I mean, I kind of slide one to the side and kind of cut it up and kind of nibble on it just to make sure, you know.
Yeah, you
it's all about customer.
Absolutely.
You know, customer safety, that's what I'm looking for. So, again, thank you. I've enjoyed it, and I can't wait till next year.
Absolutely.
You know, I hate to see this season end. I was looking forward maybe to doing a game on the sideline at Morehead State, but, you know, wasn't to be this year.
I was but, you
yeah.
know, hey.
Well, I was going to take baby steps one at a time, so I wasn't trying to look too far ahead. So, one of these days, it's going to happen. And
absolutely. As we appreciate you stepping in and helping us this year, definitely, as the Lady Cats fall in a tough one, 46-44 final score. Championship game will be on Wednesday night for the girls. Things as it will be Fleming County and Brown County.
Best of luck to the boys tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Bath County boys in action tomorrow night. 6 o'clock, about 5:45 with a tip, as it will be Fleming County and Bath County. Right here on this very floor. If you can't make it out, make sure you tune us in. As, like I say, a word of thanks to Ian and all of them back in the studio. Great job. All of our great sponsors, of course, you, the listener. Until tomorrow night, I'm going to say goodnight. So long. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Morehead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.